listener production.
Hello, Kate Smithers with your news briefing. There's been another drowning in New South Wales, with three men getting caught in a rip at a Sydney beach. Surf lifesavers pulled two of the men unconscious from water at Cronulla. One couldn't be revived. The other man has been placed in an induced coma. A third is in hospital. It brings the New South Wales drowning toll to 14 this summer. In New Zealand, and at least three lives have been lost in flash flooding and landslides in Auckland. It's the city's wettest 24 hours in history, with dozens displaced, the airport underwater with flights grounded, and Elton John's farewell concert cancelled. Have a listen to Prime Minister Chris Hipkins speaking about the state of emergency.
The government's allocating funding to help establish the Mayoral Relief Fund. We've allocated the maximum amount that the minister can allocate without a full cabinet decision. And I do want to reassure Aucklanders that that is a start and that we will be providing more support in the coming days.
And in the US, police have released shocking body cam footage of five police officers arresting, then using a taser, pepper spray and baton on Tyree Nichols. The 29-year-old was pulled over during a traffic stop in Memphis earlier this month. He died 3 days after the incident in hospital. Protests have now swept across the country with people demanding justice. The five police officers have all been stood down and charged with his murder.